You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Would you ever think the day would come when they're legitimately talking about taking a robot and injecting an implant chip in your brain to help you keep up with artificial intelligence? It's happening. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, this is, we're just talking, you know, yes, before the program about this pill thing about a movie they were talking about.
There's this movie that's out. It's called Limitless. Old movie, but recommend you watch it on VidAngel. But the theory of the movie is that the person takes these pills, drug, that allows them to enhance their learning capability. Apparently, your brain only can function at a very low rate, but this pill allows you to maximize reading. So if you read a book, you can read it really quick and know everything about the book, or you can watch a movie and on fighting like karate style, and you can know all the fighting moves in the world. And so the whole entire movie is about this guy who excels, and he reads everything. He speaks seven languages, and he's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the whole quest is people are trying to get this pill so that they can know everything, so they can achieve at highest levels. He started doing it for banking and Wall Street, and he knows all the codes better than all the computer systems because he's taken all, you know, this pill that's affecting his brain.
So, you know, they say that we use only 10% of our brain.
Yeah.
And so that pill was like giving you, I guess, 100%
sure,
of capabilities. Well, you know, AI, artificial intelligence, is moving so quickly. And if you talk to people who are in sales, I know John was talking to me a little bit about that, that when people buy things, sometimes they buy it because they have a fear of missing out. It's an abbreviation for that. What's it called? FOM or whatever it is? FOMO. They have a fear, FOMO, fear of missing out on something. And so right now, you know, computer technology is moving along. It's moving quickly. And you got to decide, am I going to be fearful that my company, that my ministry, that my capabilities is going to be left behind? Because if I can't keep up with artificial intelligence, you know, there's a difference between a machine, a computer, and a man is you have a soul.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a soul. The Lord came to save your soul, and so there's some things you can do that has nothing to do with your soul. But understand, there's things a machine can do, and it kind of mimics what a human being can do, but it doesn't. It's not alive. It's not, doesn't have a soul. Well, think about it right now, that fear of missing out. We have a man named Elon Musk. He's the founder of SpaceX. He's the founder of the Tesla. It is a driverless car at some point, but also a battery-operated car. He has all these goals.
Inventions.
Inventions to go to
Mars.
Mars. That he has a bigger space program right now probably than the American government. He was part of the co-founders of PayPal that was used today. And his concern was, and we had him on our program before. He was talking to governors in America, saying, you know, you got to get educated on AI because you got to. This is dangerous. This is like loosing a beast, is what he said. And so now it looks like what he's done. He's developed, started another company called Neuralink. So he's thinking, well, I got to get in there and get ahead of the ball here. And the difference between human beings and machines, a huge difference. But one is how quickly we can interact. Most of us are like doing your thumbs or you're typing like this. But he says, what if you could actually think the thought? And because you have this implant in your brain, that it actually goes right into the machine. The machine, you can move as fast as the machine. Well, that's the biggest temptation of all. As a matter of fact, let's go. This is Elon Musk speaking about Neuralink, and that he have a computer right now, a robot, who can inject this chip with wire. It's only as fat as a human hair, the entire thing. And it can literally inject it into your brain in the right area so that it hits your nerves or your vessels. And only takes as long as LASIK surgery. And now you'll have a chip in your brain that can interact with a computer. I mean, it's crazy, isn't it? Let's go join them now.
The system, even in version 1 that we're going to unveil today, is capable of 1,000 times more electrodes than the best system out there. And they're all read and write. So this is really quite, I think, I mean, for something to be 1,000 times more than what is publicly approved is quite a big difference. So there's very tiny threads that are about a tenth, roughly, of the cross-sectional area of a human hair. So they're extremely tiny threads, In fact, the threads that we have, like I said, even in version one, are about the same size as a neuron. So if you're going to go stick something in your brain, you want it to not be giant, you want it to be tiny, and to be approximately on par with the things that are already there, the neurons. You really need this to be done with a robot because it's very tiny and it needs to be very precise. So you don't want to pierce a blood vessel. So when you each thread that the robot looks sort of basically through a microscope and inserts each electrode specifically, bypassing any vasculature, any kind of like blood vessel, and making sure that it can be inserted without causing trauma or minimal trauma. So just to give you a sense of scale, this is how tiny the threads are. That is not even a big finger, that is a small finger. So these threads are just like I said, way smaller than a hair, and there's 1,000 of them. And this is what the robot looks like. It's sort of quite a complex device, but it all comes down to a very tiny, tiny point. So just we want to just like you see the robot on the left, and then the what looks like the needles for insertion next to a penny, but in fact the actual needle that gets inserted is way, way tinier. It's that little tiny thing at the where the arrow is pointing. That's actually the size of the needle. It's about 24 microns in diameter. It's so small you can't really even see it in the picture with the penny.
We're talking about inserting a chip in the brain with 1,000 wires that get put throughout your brain. And the way the brain works, obviously I'm not a doctor, but you're looking at these neuroreceptors that don't touch each other. But what happens is it fires off a chemical and it causes these two things to meet and memories happen and movement happens or whatever. And they're wanting to insert all these wires around those areas. So when you have those thoughts, it interacts and causes the computer to do something, or the computer does something and it causes you to have those thoughts. When you take medication, for example, from a layman's perspective, is you're modifying the chemical makeup that causes the firing that takes place in your brain that causes nerves to happen, headaches to go, pain to go. And so the medication is an alteration of those firings. Now, they're saying that you could put these wires in your brain and you could literally be digitally medicated. That's kind of our words for it. And I read this book called Augmented, and Augmented's talking about, this is our ultimate thing, is the merger of man and machine and what are we going to do with it. That instead of you have all these children on these ADD medications and all that, he had an example where all the kids had this implant in the school system and say they were getting all rowdy, that the principal would just go back and type into the computer and it would stimulate their brains to where all of a sudden serotonin was released and they're happy again or they're calmed down again. I'm like, this is getting freaky. As a matter of fact, when we get back from this break, we're gonna go into detail about this chip. You're talking about 1,000 wires, the size of a human hair. It takes as long as getting LASIK surgery on your eyes, like 45 minutes, you could come in there, get this thing done. And it's that fear of missing out where people are thinking like, this computer's moving faster than me. It's like, but the difference is you are creating the image and the likeness of God, that you are a soul, that you are greater than a machine. You're creating the image of God himself. So they're talking about implanting Neuralink, the company by Elon Musk, the one that's talking about this SpaceX and Tesla and help invented PayPal, has a way, he believes, to be able to manage artificial intelligence by merging with, I remember he was in Saudi Arabia and they're having a conference. We had that on where he's saying, we're caught down now to entering data with our thumbs. What we really need to do is to be able to think the action and then we could keep up with it.
But this really shouldn't surprise any of us. No. I mean, look what's been happening in the last 5 or 10 years with technology advancing. I believe it was Elon Musk who talked about that we're part cyborgs to begin with anyway. The phone that you have in your hand does so much more than what my computer did 15 years ago.
More than the actual rocket that took the men to the moon.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so we're so digitally connected right now anyway. The next progression is to put this thing in your brain.
That's our limit. Our limit is, because the only limit is how we interact with the computer.
Sure. We're interacting with Siri now. We're interacting with Alexa, with Google. I mean, just the list goes on and on. But it's not just the fear of loss. It's also the desire of gain. People can become wealthier.
Powerful, yeah,
they
money.
Become powerful, more knowledgeable.
PMS, power, money, will they not and sex, do it? Right, yeah.
They had this young person, 16-year-old, just won this world championship for a video game called Fortnite. 16-year-old mm-hmm. won $3 million. How quick would he
for
be?
For a digital game.
For a digital game.
I hear.
But how quick would a young person be to get this digital imprint so that they can win the game, so they can do the next thing?
I heard if you add up all NFL and all the sports leagues and all that stuff together, it's still a lower amount of money spent and made in those compared wow. to what you're talking about, the digital game room.
That's yeah. amazing.
It's huge.
$3 million. But are you telling me that if he has a chance to excel and to win, he wouldn't take the chip? This is so close. I mean, we just don't know where we're at with this. That's why I'm
right.
glad we're
well,
talking
we do.
About.
I mean, here we are right here. And the thing about it, you know, prophetically, I mean, look at, I want you to see this scripture. This is Revelations chapter 12. Is it 13? Chapter 12?
13.
Chapter 13. I want you to see this. Prophecy is God telling us in advance what's going to happen so we can prepare. And what he's told us that there will be a time when the economy, you can't buy or sell unless you actually have some sort of system or mark. It's interesting, they said on the forehead or on the hand. Mm. But let's read that scripture, John. Let's read that right here. This is Revelation chapter 13:11-18.
Then I saw another beast raising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It exercises all the authority of the first beast in its presence and makes the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound was healed. It performs great signs, even making fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. And by the signs that it is allowed to work in the presence of the beast, it deceives those who dwell on earth, telling them to make an image for the beast that was wounded by the sword and yet lived. It was allowed to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast might even speak and might cause those who would not worship the image of the beast to be slain. It also causes both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. That is, the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
So you're looking at that it's a beast economy. Mm. It's a beast that can't buy or sell without this system. And it speaks. I mean, do we have everything speaking? Siri speaks. Yeah. Google speaks.
Google speaks. Alexa.
Alexa speaks. And they're battling
Cortana
over
Cortana speaks.
Really? So you're looking at the system is speaking now. People are getting, and it's gaining its knowledge off listening to us.
Yes.
It's learning. I mean, computers have only learned from us, our information. Mm-hmm. So all it can do is regurgitate what we actually do. But so you're looking at that we're right, that prophetic word's being fulfilled as we speak at this yeah. moment. And so Elon's saying, well, how can we actually merge ourselves with the beast?
Yeah. How well, can so many people say, yeah. too, I would never take the mark.
Right.
Well, they sell all these wonderful benefits
right.
for taking this mark.
Right.
People not knowingly, this is going to destroy you.
Right.
Don't take it.
Yeah, and you think about it that you just got to make a choice to be okay with how God's created you. When it comes time, I mean, and the thing he talks, what Scripture says, it says that they'll worship. A lot of people think worship is singing a song. People have been convinced across the globe today that worship is somebody singing a song.
Yeah.
But worship is obedience. Mm-hmm. How you worship something or someone or God is you obey them. So when we're obeying our computers over God, if we're obeying a human being over obeying God, if God says go left and the human being says go right, and you go right, you're obeying, you're worshiping that person. If you're like struggle with honoring God with his tithes and offerings, like you're worshiping money over him. He says you can't worship them both. You got to choose which one you're going to serve. So it's not, we've convinced ourselves that it's a quartet coming in and they're going to sing a song or somebody's yeah. going to grab a mic and sing a song. That's a form of worship, but it's not as great a form as obedience. So what they're saying is unless you obey the system, you cannot operate. In other words, you have to worship the system. You have to say, you are almighty. I'm not willing to grow my own cornbread or my beans and whatever I got to do. You know, obviously you can't grow cornbread. But the fact is that it's a big decision. And you're seeing this merger today. And I mean, every, you know, the Luddites that happened when the in Great Britain, when they were bringing in the new presses and the mills and the ability to make textiles, they came in and broke up the machinery because they said, you're stealing our jobs. And today we use looms and all this stuff like nonstop. Mm-hmm. And so you don't know how far you're going to go. I mean, what it is. And every generation thinks this is the thing. But we're talking to you right now because of technology. We're around the world talking to you because of these innovative techniques. But we're choosing to use it to honor God. Yes, we're having responses from those who are involved in the industry, and they're trying to edit us, monitor us, you know, put us in some digital ghetto type place. They're cutting off on some of you guys. You know that, you know, you're connected to us on Facebook, and we have over 100,000 of you connected to us on Facebook. If you haven't joined our community yet, we have a community. They're blocking us from talking to you directly on Facebook. But if you join our community, we can be talked directly. It's vfnkbcommunity.com. You see it on your screen. Join while you can so we're talking. But they understand. We're watching them now manifest those behaviors that says, we control the system. We had specifically where some of the leaders of this industry said, you know, that technology and the system, that we're concerned about how America's president's chosen, basically, I'm paraphrasing. Therefore, we're not going to let that happen again. We're going to do things within our power, within our technology, determine who will lead the greatest nation, most powerful nation, the richest nation, biggest economy in the world. That just happened. And people just kind of blink at it, you know? And it's like, so we're getting to that point is that are we going to regulate the system, or are we going to allow the system to regulate us? And America, it's so important to call your congressperson, your senator, and your president. Say, listen, we want to have a free country. We want to have the system's not regulating us. We want a free market, but we don't want the market to rule us. The new kings today, you know, are kings of industry, like Apple, for example. Its economy is it's
larger than the Russia stock market.
It's larger than the Russia stock market. So these are the kings. The kings today that make war and decide about futures are kings of industry. And so we have to respond to them like nations. And when you have a nation rising inside your nation in America, you got to say, wait a minute, we are the ones that are in authority here. So we can literally break you up into smaller companies, and then you're no longer ruling the government. This happened with Bell South. As a matter of fact, I know we got to go to break, but listen, there was, you know, when things get invented, there's always this beginning point where it just grows, and people say, grow, let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Well, the phone company was like that. You know, it grew, and Bell South was a real big company. It was one company. And they realized, this thing has gotten so big, we're going to need to break it up so that we, the country, are bigger than the company. And they broke it up and called Baby Bells. And so they broke up this huge company into small phone companies called Baby Bells, or smaller Baby Bell South. So they were autonomous, totally different. And then about 1990s or so, they got rid of that law, and they let them come together again. Well, right now we have a brand new industry. You know, it's all, believe it or not, it's really new. Social media is new, and it's gotten bigger. 2 billion people on Facebook. You have, you know, 90% of all advertising worldwide, I believe, is done on Google. It's a big, but it's here because of America. It's here because of the Constitution. It's here because they had a free country to be able to build that in. And so we, as citizens of America, we have the ability to be able to say, okay, that's cool, but this needs to be kind of sliced up a little bit. And the government's talking about right now how we're going to respond to that. It'd be cool to be able to keep it, but the only way we can keep it, if we actually begin to say, you cannot rule our country.
No doubt.
You cannot rule our country. Who would have ever thought the day would come when you got to make a choice? I remember at our very first internship, and if you hadn't signed up for an internship, we have internships available here at VFNTV, VFNKB. You can go to VFNKB.com to find out more details about that. But the first prophetic insight the Lord gave me to the interns at that point was that your generation, you're going to have to know the difference between a human being and a machine, the merger of the two, and it literally showed them a picture of a cyborg of the two. And of course, it was prophetic at the time, but now it's actually manifesting, and you have to make that decision. And human beings are flawed. How you know that the problems they're having with AI is, if it's too perfect, a human being knows there's not no flaws in there. So they're trying to create the flaws. And it's like, what's so beautiful about human beings is that we're not perfect, and that we have our little quirks, and the, you know. Some people are hockey fans. You know, it just happens. Some things just happen, right? No, but
I mean, I just found out that when you call, you know, one of these long-distance phone companies, and they put you on hold.
Yeah.
And they ask you questions, and you start hearing typewriting noise.
It's not.
I actually thought it was a person. I didn't know that was made.
That's so irritating.
We're dealing with computers all along.
Yeah, the worst sound you hear is. So, I want to encourage you right now. You have to wake up. You know, it says God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but you have to gain this knowledge. Secondly, you got to pay attention. You got to be willing to say. I mean, there's some significant reasons we didn't get a chance to talk about them. But you know, if you have somebody having seizures, they need something, maybe Alzheimer's, and that, you know, can this, some of this technology be used in a positive way? They have said that the way you're going to run this particular thing, Elon says, is that you're going to run it on an app on your phone, and it'll be like a hearing aid stuck behind your ear. And basically, you would just run it off your phone, and this thing behind your ear connects to the chip in your brain. But that thing in your phone is connected to Silicon Valley, which is, you know, Apple, and they can push a button. All of a sudden, everybody in America. And I remember, I can't share it with you right now because I don't have a lot of time, but God showed me there's a time coming where people were going to literally move around like robotic situations, not like this, but just kind of in a zone. They're probably doing that right now. But I just want to encourage you. Listen, these days, God told us about them so that we can be aware of them. This means our Lord is coming back sooner than we thought. We need to be prepared for that. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can. You can say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. We shared our personal testimonies at meetmyfather.org. Listen, God did not send His Son to make bad people good. He sent Jesus to make dead people alive. I was dead on my sins when I called out to Jesus and I said, I want you to be the Lord of my life, and accepted Him as the Lord of my life. He made me alive. Yeah, I've got issues, but you know what? I was dead in my sins. And then He begins to direct you. He begins to lead you because He loves you, and He begins to change you. I never would have thought I'd be here talking to you today, but He knew this day was coming. So go to meetmyfather.org, and we shared a couple of our testimonies there where you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray for our audience. I pray inspiration over them, and courage, Lord, and wisdom. You said this day calls for wisdom. Great wisdom over our audience, Lord. We just ask for it in Jesus' name. And God, we just ask you right now to loose your angels right now to minister on their behalf, and also over our audience and over technology, that you would watch over every aspect of it, Father God, to do warfare, to keep us on the air, to let everybody know. We just ask this in Jesus' name. And dear God, we ask you, end abortion, Lord. Send revival. Send a third great awakening in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God. Love others and lead others to do the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFNTV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.